Good day to you. My name is Jason Gann. It is so great that you have joined me today as we study from the Word of God. We have been studying since Monday from the Epistle of Jude. Jude has said that he is writing this epistle to those who are sanctified, those who are Christians, to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once and for all delivered unto the saints. He says, because there are certain men crept in unawares, who are ungodly, who are turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying God in Jesus. These are those who were false teachers, who were turning the gospel into that which was not so. They were adding to God's Word and taking from God's Word, which we are commanded not to do. Galatians chapter 1 and the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And he says, I will therefore that you remember, I want you to remember what happened to those who came out of Egypt. I want you to remember those angels who were prideful. And I want you to remember what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, which gave itself over to fornication and going after strange flesh. I want you to remember those three examples, because those three fell. Those three were cut off. Those three were condemned by God. He says, I want you to remember those, because as Christians, you must live faithfully unto death. Revelation 2:10 tells us that. He says, so beware, be on guard, contend for the faith, wrestle, fight for the faith. And the warfare here is not physical warfare. It is not warfare against flesh and blood by physical means. This is warfare against spiritual wickedness. This is warfare that is a spiritual fight, and that is to be won by preaching and teaching the truth and by obedience unto that truth. He says in verse 8, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. False teachers reject God's authority. False teachers in this time were persuading their followers that they could sow according to the appetites of their flesh without reaping the accompanying harvest. But that just simply is not true, my friends. We will reap what we sow. There's no doubt about it. One day, if not sooner, we will later reap what we sow. Jude amplifies the rebellion of the false teachers by referring to them as filthy dreamers. They lived in a dream world of delusion, being confused over right and wrong, falling victim to Satan's temptations, thinking themselves to be equal with God and able to make rules that God has not made, and then claiming that these were rules that God had made. They were adding to God's Word. And thus they were filthy dreamers, living in a dream world, doing that which was wrong. They were acting as their father Satan, who is a deceiver. They despise dominion. They reject authority. They speak evil of dignity. They speak evil of glorious ones. They speak evil of government. They do not want to be told what to do, not even by God. And so they were doing that which was wrong for them to do. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, here we read, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord, against who? Well, verse 10 says, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. So there, Peter, by inspiration of God, tells us that there were those false teachers, those ungodly men, who despised the government, They despised authority, even the authority of God. And they were presumptuous, self-willed, not afraid to speak bad things about those who were living faithfully. Not afraid to speak bad things about those who were dignities. Not afraid to speak bad things in changing God's Word. Whereas angels, which are greater than they, bring not railing, insulting accusation against them before the Lord. Angels don't even do what they were doing, and yet they are more powerful. Those angels are more powerful than them. So we learn then from Jude verse 8 that these were men who were very corrupt men. Verse 9, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed over the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. You see, Michael was not prideful. Michael understood who had all power, who was omnipotent God. And so when rebuking the devil, he said, the Lord rebuke you. He did not bring against the devil an insulting accusation. He didn't even do that when he was fighting with the devil over the body of Moses. He dared not bring against the devil. The devil, the worst being ever, he did not bring against him a railing accusation. Yet, verse 10 tells us, but these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. These false teachers, these men crept in unawares, they were speaking evil of those things which they know not. Not even Michael, the archangel, under provocation of the devil himself, resorted to blasphemous speaking. Yet these false teachers were speaking evil. They were speaking evil of the Lord by changing His Word. Now, they would pretend to be serving the Lord, but by changing the Word of God, they were actually speaking against the Lord and not living in the way that He wanted them to live. They brought insulting accusation against those who were faithfully living. They brought insulting accusations against the leaders of the church. They spoke about those things which they know not, as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Men boasted about their knowledge which was superior to others, and they based how they were living upon the knowledge that they had, which was their knowledge and not the knowledge that God wanted them to have from what He had revealed unto His inspired writers. These false teachers were not inspired. They were speaking about things from their own knowledge. They were acting as brute beasts, and in those things they were corrupting themselves. Verse 11, Jude says, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kori. In other words, Korah. The false teachers were obsessed with themselves. Jude equates the behavior of the false teachers with that of three of the worst Old Testament apostates, Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Cain was the one who did not offer his sacrifice by faith. He did not offer his sacrifice by the Word of God. He didn't offer what God wanted him to offer, and yet he murdered the faithful Abel, his brother. We learn about Balaam from the book of Numbers and also from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. There we're told that Balaam loved the wages of unrighteousness. Revelation 2:14 tells us that Balaam taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Balaam was seductive. So was Korah. Remember from the book of Numbers that Korah was the one who led a rebellion against Moses and obviously against the leader of Moses and the leader of the faithful God. The way of Cain, disobedience; the error of Balaam, seduction; the gainsaying of Korah, rebellion against God. These are very evil people, these three, and the false teachers have gone in their way. So woe unto them, a woe is pronounced upon them. Verse 12, these are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. In the meals that the Christians had with each other, these unfaithful men were considered stains in those feasts. As they feasted with them, they fed themselves without fear. They acted as if they were leaders that God wanted them to be, but yet they were not. Clouds they were without water. They promised a lot, but yet they didn't deliver. They were carried about of winds. They were not stable. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. There was no possible chance of good fruit coming from the source of these ungodly men. Verse 13, raging waves of the sea, foaming at their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. These were like the waves of the sea when they foam and leave the beach littered with seaweed and things of this nature. They were like wandering stars without direction or orbit. They shine for a while, but eventually they go into darkness. And so these men are reserved to the blackness of darkness forever. Lord willing, tomorrow we will see what Enoch has to say about them as Jude continues onward, and we will conclude study from this epistle. To be the case that you are not a Christian, I want to encourage you to become one. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Mark 16:16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned." Acts 2:38 says, "To repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Matthew 10:32, there Jesus says, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who art in heaven." Again, Acts 2:38 says, "To be baptized." So you must hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized in order to become a Christian. You must look. After becoming a Christian, you must live faithfully unto death. Revelation 2:10. Jesus says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." If you are a Christian and you've sinned, you need to repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Acts 8:22. And 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So you must confess your sins. Thank you for joining us.